The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he travelled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. This morning, probably, I would imagine some people listening to that gospel would think, well, the other 9, they were pretty bad. They should have come back to Jesus. But that would be the way we see things, but it's not, in fact, a fair way to judge those 9, because the 9 who were cured of leprosy and did not come back, they were Jews, I'm told. The one who came back was a Samaritan. So what about the Jews? Were the Jews then ungrateful and only the Samaritan grateful? And the answer is no, because Jesus said, and I can't imagine Jesus condemning the other 9 for the simple reason he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." Now, why did they have to do that? Because they were ostracized or kept out of the community, and so they had to go and show themselves to the priest. "Look, we're cured. We're cured. We can now come back and join the community." So while some of us condemn the other 9, be a bit fair and be grateful that the Samaritan, he couldn't go to the priest because he was an outsider. He was a Samaritan, so, you know, don't be so quick. Because I used to judge the other 9 and think, they're a mean lot. But they were doing what they were told, Jim. Yep? Yep. They were doing what they were told. Now, where are you in regard to gratitude? And I say to you, gratitude is one of the most beautiful gifts you have. A very simple, without keeping you too long. Every single morning of my life, including this morning, among my morning prayers is a simple little prayer, my own words. I ask you, Jesus, to give me the beautiful gift of gratitude. To be grateful to you at all times and in every situation. At all times to have a glad, joyful, and grateful heart. Does Jesus hear that prayer? And the answer to that is yes, yes, yes. Because I can honestly say, I'm only talking from my own experience, that I thank God for everything. good, bad, and indifferent. If you only thank God for the good things in your life, well, then you don't really have the true gift of gratitude, because the true gift of gratitude covers everything. And so it leads to all you do then, if you have the true gift of gratitude, is you praise God all the time in every situation. You just praise God all the time. And coming from that, it leads to a beautiful joy. So if I said to you, would you believe me, you can be joyful and happy at the same time. Can you imagine that? Because the gift of joy from God, nothing can take it away. It's a gift. You can't acquire it by reading books or talking about it. You've got to live it. You can't think yourself into a new way of living. You've got to live yourself into a new way of thinking. That is very, very, very true. You can't think yourself into a new way of living. You've got to live yourself into a new way of thinking. And for many people to be standing here on the 26th of November 2020, in the middle of one of the worst pandemics this country has ever experienced, they might think it's very, very difficult to have any kind of gratitude or to be grateful. But you can be, if you trust in God and believe that God never lets anything go to waste. And I can look any one of you in the eye and tell you that all of us, if we want to, will come out of this much better, stronger people, more caring. Because I think that's one of the things that's coming out of the pandemic. Every time you go out or you mix with people and you wear a mask, it shows you're caring. You're not just thinking of yourselves, but you're thinking of other people. That's very, very important. And so don't lose courage, but thank God today that you're here and that you, so far, you're doing well. And hopefully in our prayers this morning, just to quote you a figure, some 5 million people at the moment have not got enough food to put on the table. I'm not talking about the third world, I'm talking about this country. And this was on the news last night, and 1 in 4 children in this country is going to bed every night hungry. 1 in 4. That's a frightening figure, isn't it? And so, for us, each one of us who will have food today on the table, don't take it for granted. Many people won't. So, you know, for God's sake, never again complain or grumble or think you've been badly done to. Because believe me, you're not. And try and develop that beautiful, beautiful. Pray. I hope you'll make a resolution this morning that from this day on, you're going to pray every day for the gift of gratitude. I ask you, Lord, to give me the beautiful gift of gratitude, to be grateful to you at all times and in every situation. At all times, to have a glad, joyful, and grateful.